Joining us now is aviation icon Hal Shevers. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be here.
And as long as I've been around aviation, the name Hal Shevers and Sporty's Pilot Shops have always been there. And we appreciate everything that you do to help keep us in the air.
Well, you got to pay back. You know, I've had 57 years as a flight instructor, and I just can't believe the life I've had. And I want to see it extended on for at least another 12 or 14 generations.
That sounds good. And to do that, you have been a strong proponent of aviation exploring for many, many years. How did you first get involved with aviation exploring?
Well, as a kid, I guess my first bit of leadership was really as a assistant patrol leader in the Boy Scouts. And from there, it led to where Eagle Scout, and from there to a mechanical engineering degree from Purdue, and down to Cincinnati to work for a large, Cincinnati Milling Machine Company, largest machine tool manufacturer in the world. And they decided I liked aviation more than machine tools. And I'm not getting directly to where we want it.
That's
but
okay.
I'll get there. So anyhow, they made it possible for me to leave the machine tool industry and become a flight instructor. And when I say made it possible, they canned me. So from there, I walked out the door and said, you know, I'm going to be a flight instructor. By this time, I was already selling a little radio out of the back of my car that picked up the control tower and had things kind of going. And the next thing you knew, I was an FBO. They asked me to run this small FBO. And it's years later. You know, this is 1960, 1961. 25 years later, a couple of guys came to me and said, the Boy Scouts had a tragedy X number of years ago and cut out all flying. We want to revive aviation exploring. And we've worked on it now for 25 years. We have a scholarship program here at Air Venture. There are 300 kids and advisors right next to the CAP. It costs them $109 for the week. That includes food, a pass to get into the show, but also they're put to work marshaling aircraft, and, well, they have a ball. It's a real good attraction. Between the scholarship program and being able to come to Air Venture, there are now about 200 aviation exploring posts in the country with about 2,000 kids. It's run by, it's part of the Boy Scouts. It's that was a long answer to a short question.
That's
but
okay.
I can never pay the Scouts back for what they did for me.
That's right. And growing up in scouting as an Eagle Scout, leadership has been part of your DNA all the way back. And you continue to lead with the aviation exploring. And I know a number of years ago, and not really that many years ago, aviation exploring was barely hanging on. And now you say there's 200 different posts around the country. And, of course, always room for more.
Yes, that is very true. And we got a very nice endowment or $250,000 from an airline CEO who is also on the Scouts big board, and the money is specifically going to be used to get more kids into aviation exploring. There's an incentive for the exploring director and the different councils, and well, they're matching what Sporty's does for aviation exploring, and I think our day may be here.
Excellent news. You mentioned the scholarship program. Now, that is, there are several different scholarships, not only just for pilots, but also avionics and maintenance?
That is correct. Hey, we've got to look at the people who design them, build them, and maintain them, or we have nothing to fly. Yes, so the scholarships are for all three.
And how do you select the cadets who come up to Air Venture?
Well, that's a very tough thing, and everybody gives out scholarships. it's a real stinker. I mean, we say to write an essay, and you don't know if that's written by the kid or mommy, and or daddy in some cases. Right. But at any rate, this is tough to pick out, and I guess everybody must have the same problem, Steve. But we've got Sean Hogan, who's the first officer for American Airlines, and he's done this the last several years, and just done a wonderful job. Wonderful.
Good. Along with the Sporty's Pilot Shops and your personal investment in the aviation exploring and then the broader youth in aviation movement, you created the Sporty's Foundation. And that is a very unique foundation because all of the proceeds go back into the foundation. There's no overhead for it.
Right. We're if you look at our IRS Form 990, there are two sides to it, money coming in, money going out, and expenses. The expense column is zero. Sporty's even pays for the postage stamps. But 100% that comes in goes out. We don't want to get too large. We might have to hire an employee. And there are plenty of people out there doing the larger type things. EAA is a good example, the Ray Foundation. These are a couple of the biggies, and we're a hundredth their size or so. You know, we're good for a couple $100,000 a year, and I like to look at little projects and stuff. Give somebody a chance to get their dream going, and maybe they'll do it another year besides the first year.
Right.
But try to give them a break. You know, some of these people want $1,500, that's all, mm-hmm. to get something going. I want to give them a start.
The Sporty's Foundation, again, is a very unique foundation. How can people get more information about not only donating, but also the good work that you're doing?
Well, you can always go to sportysfoundation.com, see what we do. And, to raise money, this is the tough part of it. But last summer right here at Air Venture, I auctioned off my Cirrus jet.
Right.
And it was a low serial number, I think 12 or 13. And some lucky guy bought it for $680,000 more than the list price. Of course, that became a charitable deduction, but right. That finances us for 3-4 years.
It's amazing. Now, you said you like to concentrate on small projects, but on the other end of the spectrum, Sporty's is really concentrating on a big project, and that's EIA's Young Eagles and the flight plan. And so it's been a number of years now that Sporty's has been supporting Young Eagles with online pilot training.
Well, there's good reason for that. Young Eagles leads to everything else. Young Eagles leads to people in the CAP, aviation exploring. This is why we're as interested as we are in Young Eagles. And the late Katrina Bradshaw, in about the year 2010, said, Hal, would you be willing to give a course to, once a month we'll have a lottery, a drawing, and take one of the Young Eagles for that month and give them a free Sporty's Learn to Fly course. And I said, Katrina, this web is just really getting hot. I think we can give it to all of them. Well, that turned into 13,000 of them last year, a total of 53,000. 53,000.
Amazing. And that all that the Young Eagle has to do is sign up. There are no strings attached.
That is correct.
That's amazing.
And we do kind of watch to see that they're progressing. This is what you can do with the web, and try to give them any advice. Embry-Riddle helps out a bit by any questions the kids have. Embry-Riddle's been answering, but they're very, very few. The Sporty's Learn to Fly courses, well, we've been giving it started with 3-day seminars in 1963, and now we have a course I don't think anybody can touch. The guys that do it have no budget restrictions, whatever it takes to make that course better and better, I'm all for. That's what Sporty's is all about.
That's right. And I understand that you're redoing some of your online training into high-definition television, moving up with the technology as well.
Well, we started when we started doing video, we started doing it at what was then broadcast quality.
Right.
So a lot of it was already there, but it's all been shot over HD. High def is really does it. You know, it's amazing when we started doing it on tapes back in the 80s. You know, every time you look at that tape, it got a little worse and worse. And when the DVD came along in 2001, we said, well, we can give it to everybody in broadcast quality. And anyhow, that really worked. And it's just gotten better and better. I think people recognize that we're a quality house. And
certainly. If someone would like information about Aviation Exploring, they're on the site at AirVenture, either to start a post or a young person interested in getting into Aviation Exploring, where can they go to find out more?
Call the local Boy Scout office, and that will do it.
All right. Sporties.com for all of your everything you need for your cockpit and your airplane. It's right there for you. And you get the catalogs in the mail, but you can also go right on the website.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Thank you. Hal Shevers, our guest this morning, talking about youth and aviation, a little bit about the famous Sporties Pilot Shop. This is From the Stand on EIA Radio.